it is time for our weekly chat with Flotess. She is your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Catch her work for KEZI Sports on the telly, channel 709 on your Xfinity system. Catch up online, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Kristen, a most delightful Friday to you. How's it going?
Steve, you know, it's days like these when you start seeing Dana Altman's contract extension, and I figure that I'm in the wrong business. But no, in all seriousness, Oregon basketball is on the rise, and there was so much hype leading up to tonight, including this contract extension. They just inked the number 8 recruiting class, according to ESPN. So things are good for Duck basketball.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because when we learned of this off mic, I was talking with one of the guys here, and it said, University of Oregon trustees approved the contract. My first thought was, we need some trustees. I need some trustees to approve a contract like that for me. Good one. Scary minds think alike. All right. So you were at Oregon USC. You're, of course, a Southern Cal alum, down there covering the game, getting to see people you went to school with, who you're still in contact with. You get to do this for a living, returning to your alma mater. I'd imagine that's a pretty heady and fun experience for you personally.
Oh, hey, it was so much fun. Everything from, I mean, and it was homecoming weekend as well, so there was a lot of people in town from. Yeah, so being able to see some of my friends on Friday, and then on Saturday, obviously a lot of fun to see all the media. I think I made the joke earlier, though, that a lot of the USC media from LA Times and OC Register and everything, they've kind of all been promoted up to the Rams now that the NFL is in town. So it was still fun to see a lot of the media members there, and of course the USC SIDs, know them very well as well. I have to give them a shout-out for actually credentialing me, because I joked with them that if they didn't, this weekend would not have gone well, but they did. No, really, really great environment. It was my first time being back at the Coliseum since actually when Oregon State played back in 2014 at USC. So that was a lot of fun for me to watch. And, you know, it's kind of what I expected and what I think a lot of people expected. That USC team just came out strong, and they were just too much. It was just kind of too much all over the place for Oregon, whether it was, you know, Ronald Jones running all over the Oregon defense, or, you know, even Oregon's offense couldn't get anything going. It was kind of the first time it really sputtered. So talking with the players, same kind of message we've gotten all week, or all season, I should say, that they feel like they practiced well heading into Stanford, but obviously Stanford presents its own challenges, so we'll see how they can react to that this Saturday.
Now, this Trojan team in particular, we've kind of talked about them every few weeks. When you consider where they were entering October, then the quarterback changed, they healed up a bit. You know, there are a lot of new coaches, new coordinators. But right now, heading for Washington, your Trojans kind of hitting their stride, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't. I mean, Washington wins this one. I think everyone knows that. I mean, I, you know, as a fan and as having gone there, of course, you always have a soft spot for them. But I'm also critical of the program. And I mean, Washington is just too talented, too well coached, too precise in everything that they do. I think this is going to end up being a double digit win in favor of the Huskies.
Oh, wow. I'm recording this, and I am telling all of your sorority sisters. One of the stories this week, I'm going to call it an oddly timed tweet from Darren Revelle on ESPN about a certain Duck power broker maybe willing to pony up a bunch of money. The issue surfaced. You were at the press conference with Mark Helfrich. What did he have to say about that? And could we at least admit this guy is handling some of this criticism like the actual grown-up and professional he is?
Oh, no, Mark has done a great job. And I was actually the one who asked him the question about the Revelle tweet. I mean,
right,
no
right.
one was kind of mentioning it, so I was like, okay, you know, this is kind of elephant in the room. Let's get this over with. But, no, I think, you know, Mark does this, like, smile thing, this kind of, you know, like, looks at you kind of like a dog, tilts their head, just trying to understand what you're saying. Then he does his like smile, and then he answers the question. And so he takes his press conferences very seriously. I hope no one faults me for trying to relate Mark Helfrich to a dog at this point. I'm just trying to get kind of visualize what it's like talking with him in these press conferences. But no, so he answered it very gracefully. He said, you know, it's just the it's kind of the nature of the profession, and he expected it. And then in typical Mark Helfrich way, he made a joke. He said, I'm assuming it's not me getting the $10 million. So there was a lot of reaction to that tweet. Half of my Twitter followers and people tweeting back at me said, oh, he's making light of a situation that he shouldn't have. You know, this is a serious time. He needs to get back to coaching, blah, blah, blah. But for the majority, kind of the other half was people saying, hey, he's able to poke fun at himself and, you know, make light of the situation in a good way. People were happy with his response. So it was kind of a toss-up as to how people responded to it. But, I mean, I think he's answering everything very gracefully, very graciously. But, yeah, I mean, there's obviously a lot of question marks around that program right now. And, going up against the Samford team, it's always tough. Their offensive linemen are just too tough. And I unfortunately think that this Oregon defense isn't on the rise and hasn't been on the rise. It's kind of plateaued, if anything. They're kind of rolling downhill a little bit. So getting that win, especially the last home game, that's rough.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers. KEZI mentioned Duck Stanford final home game. You just mentioned it. You were also part of a group that spoke with John Neal, the DB coach. Front and center, number five, Christian McCaffrey. What did Coach Neal have to say about facing this guy who is now 100% healthy and had a best maybe go about stopping him?
Yeah, I think John Neal put it best. Playing against Christian McCaffrey is like fighting against Mike Tyson when he was back in his 20s. You just kind of have to go out swinging and hope for the best. So, I mean, I think to some point that's kind of fair. I mean, it is so hard to stop him. And, Stanford, another Pac-12 school that made a quarterback change this year when they put Chris in. And, I mean, I think the story about Chris is pretty awesome just because he is from actually one of my rival high schools. He went to Palo Alto High School, which is literally across the street from Stanford University and across from Stanford Stadium. So, to have him kind of, getting into the mix a little bit more and being their starting quarterback, that's, it's provided a spark for Stanford as well. And once again, you're seeing another mobile quarterback kind of a la Kevin Hogan. So it's, it's tough. There's just a lot of weapons, but obviously Christian McCaffrey out there can play at anything. And he, can play that wildcat quarterback and, run the ball. He's a great receiver. It's so hard to stop him. And unfortunately, Oregon's defense is either battered up or, missing assignments. And of course, our favorite phrase to use, gap integrity, because Brady Hoke keeps bringing it up. Gap integrity was not good and has not been good. So there's a lot to worry about, especially with Christian McCaffrey being 100% this weekend.
KR, I want to switch to a women's basketball. Their season opens 2 o'clock, the Oregon women against Lamar. Much has been made of this historic recruiting class. Kelly Graves has landed. You spend a fair amount of time around the team. You talk with them. So, in general, fair to say that they are just pretty much brimming over with excitement to get this season started.
For sure. And they have a lot of talent as well, and it's a lot of young talent. There's a lot of competition at every single spot, especially when you look at guards. So there's just a lot to be excited about. When everything comes together, I think is what Kelly Graves is not holding his breath for, but waiting to see when that actually happens. Because, practice is good for everyone to be able to go up against each other and to have that real competition that they maybe haven't seen before. But for the most part, this is a really young team. So it's weird considering Lexi Bando, former Willamette star, is a junior, and she's one of the most senior people on this team. So it's going to be maybe rough to start the season and start conference season for Oregon women's basketball. But, I mean, I think just every game is going to be a learning lesson from this team. And, Kelly Graves is a phenomenal coach, and I know this team loves playing for him and isn't excited to play for him. So I think this year is going to kind of give a glimpse of what's to come for this program, especially next year when you have all these girls in year two. And it's just so much talent. It's just a lot of young talent. So you kind of just have to wait for it a little bit.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens when this all comes together. Yeah. And for our listeners, if you have a ticket to the football game, you can see that one for free on Sunday. And, of course, the men begin. We're talking in a few hours. And never has there been an anticipation-filled season like this. You posted after hearing Dana Altman after the NCU exhibition, from practice to that performance. Safe to say, he likes his team, but right now he sees them far from where he wants them to land?
I think that's just a typical Dana Altman response. I've actually never heard Dana say that he is happy with how his team played. And to some effect, that can be good, you know, that you're always striving for perfection, that you can always be better. And his team knows that. And I think kind of having that mentality won't let this team get ahead of themselves or have their ego grow a little bit too much because, yeah, there is a lot of hype. I mean, you're coming off an Elite Eight performance. You're coming off, you know, you're currently ranked number 5 in the country. Sports Illustrated has you as number 4. Chris Boucher was just on the cover of SI. There's Final Four talk already happening. A lot of ESPN guys already project Oregon to win it all this season. And on top of that, you know, season opener, it's going to be the most fans ever at an Oregon basketball game. The most before that was 10,063 back at Mack Court, and already they've surpassed that in pregame sales. So, I mean, and that doesn't even include the marching band. I was talking with Oregon Basketball SID yesterday. They are bringing the full marching band, like what you see at an Oregon football game. They are bringing the entire shebang to Matt Knight Arena tonight. So, I mean, if the hype, I don't even know. I mean, this is going to be crazy to see and crazy to think that Oregon – kind of becoming a really big basketball school as well. And I mean, there's just so much hype, and it's just, I mean, I'm excited talking about it. I think I was talking with the guys yesterday. They're excited to just get the season started because there has been so much talk. Now they can kind of put that to the court and start a hopefully long 5 months, as Dana Altman said yesterday.
Well, if I wasn't excited about it, the hope and passion and enthusiasm in your voice, I'm ready to take the court. I'd get smoked, but I'm ready. final couple of thoughts for Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Of course, today's Veterans Day. It'll be celebrated at the arena tonight with the cadets in town. And I saw what you posted on Twitter this morning. This day has very special meaning for you and your family. If you would be so kind to share with us kind of the story of your dad's service and actually what he's done since leaving the military in his business career.
Yeah, you know, right out of college, my dad joined the Navy, and he ended up earning a Bronze Star for his service. And served in the Philippines, served, you know, kind of all over the world. And he has a lot of phenomenal stories, as do all of our servicemen and women. And Veterans Day is always kind of a day where we, you know, we kind of reflect. And I think it's important, even though it's just this one day, that you single out veterans to support veterans every single day. And that's something that my dad has really taken to heart. He's a big Silicon Valley guy and has started a company called Vet Tech, where he finds funds and helps build the future of veteran-led startups. It's a really, really cool company, and my dad's the type of guy where he's always running different business models by me or different pitches that he's got, and it's just amazing to see these servicemen and women continue to build their careers in a different industry, but they all have that same passion and hardworking drive and ethic that the military has instilled into them. And, you know, Veterans Day is just it's a really special day. And I just want to take this time to thank everyone who has served, who is currently serving, and who will serve our country.
That is nothing shy of awesome. And the way I always like to wrap with you, now that you're in town, what will Kristen and Mike and the entire KEZI sports crew be up to this weekend?
Yeah, you know, our Beaver guy, Jonathan Style, is actually down in Los Angeles, so he's going to be there he's going to have a live preview tonight for Oregon State and UCLA, a game tomorrow at 6. And then I will be live at Matt Knight Arena. I'm heading over there. So you can tune into KEZI at 5, 6, and 6:30. I will be live previewing the game, talking about the one aspect that Dana Altman still wants his team to fix, and no surprise, it's defense. He's been harping on that for as long as I've been here. And, you know, just talking about the energy and all the expectations for the season and how the team's been dealing with it. It's, like I said, I'm just excited for this season to get up and going.
Always my pleasure to chat with you, KR. I'm sure we'll catch up sometime this week, whether it's at MKA or at Autzen. Thanks so much for your time. And, you know, the story about your dad is just awesome. And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. You too, Steve. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take it easy.